Hey babes, welcome to a brand new day filled with endless possibilities. I'm your girl, Neek Austin, and this is Coro is a Crush, your go-to spot for all things self-love, empowerment, and living life to the fullest. Let's dive in and make today unforgettable. Welcome back to Coro is a Crush. If you're new here, I'm Neek, your bold, no-nonsense bestie, guiding you through self-love, faith, and personal growth without the fluff. We keep it real over here, and today's episode is all about that frustrating, uncomfortable, yet absolutely necessary thing we all experience: growth. Listen, I know firsthand how easy it is to say, I want to grow, I want to evolve, I want to walk in my purpose. But the moment things start shifting, the moment you're feeling stretched, the moment things don't go how you planned it, suddenly that growth don't feel so cute no more. But if you ever found yourself questioning, God, why is this happening? Why does this feel so hard? Why do I feel stuck? Then this episode is for you. Today, we're talking about how to stop fighting the process and actually start trusting it. Before we get into it, let me ask you something. Are you ready to grow in faith, creativity, and purpose? Then Coro is a Crush needs you. If you love this show, support it on Buy Me a Coffee, grab some podcast merch, or become a fan with a membership. The links are in the show notes, which are on my website. So Coro & Company is now available at two amazing locations. Not only are we at the Williamsburg Bazaar, but we're also in my hometown of Farmville, Virginia at the Blake & Gray Company. Discover my inspiring stationery, custom apparel, and self-love essentials in person. Check out my booth at the Williamsburg Bazaar, located at 5625 Richmond Road, Unit F120, Williamsburg, Virginia 23188, and at the Blake & Gray Company, 142 North Main Street, Farmville, Virginia 23901. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while or receiving my newsletters, then you know I am a big fan of Flowdesk. Email marketing is the number one way I protect my business growth. Unlike social media, I own my email list. And if you haven't heard of Flowdesk before, it's a beautiful, intuitive email marketing tool that I use to consistently email my list. So if my favorite social platforms change, or if they decide to disappear altogether, I can continue connecting with my audience. It empowers me to stop solely living at the mercy of an algorithm and ensure my messages reach my audience consistently. If you're ready to grow your email list, there's no better platform to use than Flowdesk. You can get 50% off your first year with my link. Go to Beacons, that is beacons.ai/Coro & Company to access the link. Now, make sure that you're following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at Coro & Company, where you will find out what's going on with Coro in real time. Also, make sure you're on our email list so you can catch all of Coro's deals, and you don't want to miss those. Go to coroandcompany.com to sign up and join the tribe. And if you are following us on Instagram, especially Instagram, you may have noticed that our Instagram profile at Coro is a Crush podcast no longer exists because I decided that we needed to merge everything together under Coro and Company, and that's where all of the majority of my followers are at. So make sure that if you was following me on Coro is a Crush podcast on Instagram and or Facebook, make sure that you make the transition and follow us on our main page, Coro and Company, on Instagram and Facebook. Let's get into it. All right, so today's topic is called Growing Through It. How to stop fighting your journey and start trusting the process. Again, today's topic is called Growing Through It. How to stop fighting your journey and start trusting the process. Starting today, we got different segments that will showcase exactly what it is that I will be talking about on each episode. So, segment one, the truth about growth, why it feels so damn hard. Now, let's be real. We romanticize growth. We love the idea of transformation until we're in the thick of it.
You know, I am a fan of the Backyardigans, and when my son was born, the Backyardigans first came out. So they got this song called Into the Thick of It, and it just reminded me of that part right there where, you know, we're just saying that in the middle of growth, you can get in the thick of it when you start going through the transformation. And I just had to say that part, so I'm sorry. But yes, we love the idea of transformation until we are in the thick of it. Number one, growth is messy. It's not a straight line. You got detours, setbacks, delays, and moments where you're staring at the sky like, God, are you sure about this plan? Number two, why do we resist growth? I'm going to give you a few examples. Fear of the unknown, attachment to comfort zones, and this deep need to control how everything unfolds. And number three, the illusion of control. Have you ever noticed how when you try to force something to happen on your timeline, it just doesn't work? You know why? Because God's plan will always unfold, whether you fight it or you flow with it. So let me connect it to the word for a moment. One of my favorite verses is actually the one, I won't say it's one of my favorite verses because it is, but it's actually the first verse I learned to memorize. And it is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. This is such a true statement, people. But right now, I want you to pause and ask yourself. So if you got your, if you're listening to this podcast right now and you got your journal or you got, grab a piece of paper, grab your notes, grab your journal. I want you to pause and I want you to ask yourself. I want you to write this down. Where in my life am I resisting growth? Where in my life am I resisting growth? Maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's a job, maybe it's a mindset shift. What are you clinging to that God has been trying to move you past? I want you to take a moment and reflect on that for a moment. What are you clinging to that God has been trying to move you past? All right, the second segment is called the transformation process. What growth really looks like. So growth isn't just about becoming better. It's about being stripped down, reshaped, and refined. And let me tell y'all, that process is not easy. Number one, you're going to go through a wilderness season. That's the phase where nothing makes sense. You feel like you're doing the work, but the results are not showing up. That's when most people want to give up. But if you decide to quit right in the middle, right in the thick of it, hello somebody, you'll never see the blessing on the other side. Number two, there's a difference between waiting and preparing. Some of y'all are waiting on God when really, in all honesty, God is waiting on you to prepare. Are you making space for what you're asking for? Talk to me. Are you making space? for what you're asking for. You can't ask God to bless you with something, but you're not willing to make space so he can bless you, so he can move you, so he can prepare you for what's to come. And number three, there's a process. It's called pruning. It's the pruning process. Sometimes God has to remove what's stunting your growth. It could be friendships. It could be relationships. It can be old habits. If you are a business owner like myself, it can be so much as changing the products that you actually started with in your store. And now it's time for you to remove those products at your store and either put a replacement of new products or expand on the product selection you already have. That cut might feel painful, but it's making room for something better. Now let's go to the word. On John 15:2, it reads as follows: every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. All right? So if you're listening right now, and this is speaking to you at this moment, I want you to DM me or comment on my latest post once I make my post with the quote, "I'm growing even when it hurts." I'm growing even when it hurts. Let's claim that together. Let's claim that together right now. I'm growing even when it hurts. Segment three, how to surrender and trust the process. All right, so now that we know that growth is necessary, how do we actually trust the process? So this is where you're putting in the real work. Number one, pray for clarity, but move in obedience. You have always, if you follow me on Instagram or on Facebook or on Pinterest, or if you have heard me talk on the podcast, or if you know me personally, you have always heard me say obedience is better than sacrifice. Stop waiting for all the answers before taking the first step. Faith requires movement. That's why you'll hear people say in business, do it scared. When I was a part of Paparazzi and I was selling Paparazzi accessories, one of the things that we learned from our uplines is to do it scared. You may be freaking out on the inside, yet at the same time you're excited, but go ahead and start that business. Go ahead and take that new job. Go ahead and get out of that bad relationship so you can develop a personal relationship with yourself and with God so you can be prepared for the new relationship that's coming along. It's okay. Faith requires movement. Faith without works is dead. Let's move, people. Let's not sit here and stand still. Faith requires movement. Number two, get comfortable with discomfort. You may also have heard me say, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Growth is stretching. It's supposed to feel unfamiliar. It's supposed to be uncomfortable because God cannot do what he said he is going to do if you want to sit in the comfort zone. You got to come out the comfort zone and get into the uncomfortable zone. Make it make sense, people. Make it make sense. Number three, release what is not serving you anymore. That relationship, that job, that version of yourself that you keep clinging to, that you keep holding on to because you're scared to walk in the purpose that God has for you. If it is not aligned, if God didn't give it to you, let it go, people. Let it go. You don't need it. I promise you, you ain't gonna miss it. I've been there. I've done that. I did that when I was in a relationship with my son's father and I thought I needed it. And then I realized when my son was born, I needed him more than I needed his daddy. So I let him go. I let him go for a good purpose, because if I did not let him go, I would not have met the man I married today. Hello, somebody. So that's when it comes to relationships, when it comes to jobs. If I did not walk off my job on April the 24th, 2017, I would not be the business owner that I am today. If I did not decide to change the version of myself where I was committing crimes and going in and out of jail acting crazy, I would not be the person that I am today, trying to be that minister that is ministering to you right now. I would not be doing what it is that I am doing right now, because I decided it was time for me to let go. I decided that it was time for me to change directions. I decided it was time for me to get off the bad road and to get on the good road. I decided that it was time to allow God to lead me according to his purpose. That's what I did. So if it is not aligned with him, let it go. You won't miss it. And number four, celebrate the small wins. If you have ever been at one of my vendor shows, or you have ever heard me talk about it in the comments on my Instagram page, I always say a win is a win, no matter how big or how small. A win is a win. Stop discrediting your progress just because it doesn't look like someone else. I hope I am not just ministering to myself right now, because I understand exactly what that means. And let me tell y'all a story from my own journey, because trust me, I had to learn this the hard way. A few weeks ago, I was feeling depressed because of the simple fact that I see all of these business owners around me that I surround myself with on social media making over $100,000 a year. And I'm sitting here in my fourth year. I'm not at $100,000 a year. I could be at making over $100,000 a year, but I am not there. I'm sitting here in my friend circle saying the same thing. I should be making over $100,000 a year, but I am not there. Why am I not there? Am I stopping myself? Am I slowing myself down? Are my products not selling? Am I marketing to the wrong people? And it took for me to attend a Zoom class where the coach literally said, Aren't you tired of seeing people making money around you and you putting in the work, you doing everything you can, and nothing is moving? And I sat there and I said to myself, yes, Lord, I am tired. I am sick and tired of being tired of just sitting here making twos and threes. Not saying that I'm not grateful for the sales that come in, because I am grateful for my sales that come in. But I'm sitting here saying to myself, I just don't know what it is that I'm doing. Is it the SEO? Is it the website? Is it that I don't talk to my people? Well, then I made changes. I decided to communicate more. So now I try to drop content at least every day. I decided to send out more emails. I probably get on people's nerves where they sitting there unsubscribing. And if you know, when people unsubscribe from your email list, that means that your season with them is up, or their season with you is up. And that is okay, because you're making room for new customers to come and jump on that email list so they can purchase from your business or purchase your services because it's in demand. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, what is going on? And I'm talking to my husband about it, and my husband is telling me, he said, Neek, it's pretty easy. You are following God's purpose. So when you're following God's purpose, it's going to take you a little bit longer to get to where you need to go. Now, not discrediting anybody and saying that they are not following God's purpose, because some of these people I have followed on Instagram or on Facebook, I have watched their journey and I have seen their growth, and they are following God's plan, and kudos to them. But I'm sitting there saying to myself, what about me? When is it my time? And he reminded me, you cannot rush God's timing. And when he said that to me, I shut up. I had to sit there and cry and say to myself, you know what, Jesus, you absolutely right. Because I don't know what their struggle might have been for them to get to their part. And I don't know what that person had to go through to get to their part. Maybe they just got to 100,000 and they've been doing this for years. We don't know. Some people have gotten to over 100,000. They've been doing it less than a year. Kudos to them. And I'm sitting there saying, well, this is my fourth year and I'm still stirring the pot, and I still can't figure out why people don't want to buy from me. And it's like, my husband had to remind me again, it ain't you. And it's not the products that you're making, because the products are awesome. You're just not meeting the right audience. So I changed the target audience. And now I am meeting the right audience. I may not have my sales moving on my website like I should, but when it comes to my wholesale vendors, I thank God for them, because my business is catering to wholesale, and I am fortunate, because what is it doing for me wholesale? I am pulling in the funds that I need to make this business move wholesale, to the point that my items are now being featured in people's boutiques and stores all across the country and all across the world. So I'm telling you that no matter what is going on, when you feel like you're not reaching that moment, God is working behind the scenes the whole entire time. You just got to learn how to put your faith in Him. And like I said, the word says faith without works is dead. You cannot sit here and just pray that God blesses you with a vision, and then He gives you the vision, He tells you what to do with it, but then you just sit there and you continue to pray, but you don't work the vision. God will meet you halfway once He see you putting in the work. When He see you putting in the work, He's going to complete the remaining of that journey for you. And it took me 2 years after my very first year of being a business owner to realize that I wasted 2 years of time. But then I sit here and I think about it and I said, no, Jesus, I didn't waste 2 years of time. You was preparing me in those 2 years for this. You was preparing me for such a time as this. And I'm grateful. And I thank God that He has brought me to this point where now I am in a position where I have to start hiring people. I am grateful for this. And I'm going to keep moving. And I'm going to keep shuffling. And I want to be able to bless others by carrying out the vision that He has set for me. And so I'm telling you the same thing. Faith without works is dead. It's okay that you have to wait a little bit. That's all right. Because no matter what, joy is coming in the morning. So let's connect it to our word, if you have your word in front of you. Isaiah 43:19 says, see, I am doing a new thing. Not an old thing, not a yesterday. I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Haha, coincidentally, tomorrow is the first day of spring. Do you not perceive it? Do you not get it? Do you not understand? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. That means in the middle of your mess, in the middle of your issues, God is preparing a place. He is making ways for you right now. He is making a pathway for you to come out of your wilderness. But He's not going to make the pathway unless you are willing and able to let it go. Because you got to learn how to let it go. No matter what, you got to learn how to let go and let Him do what He does best. All right. And just before I let you go, I want to remind you that if you're a brand or a business looking to partner with a podcast that's all about empowering women as well as men, faith and personal growth, Koro is a Crush is open to sponsorships. I love to team up with you and introduce your brand to our audience. Feel free to reach out at KoroCrushPodcast@gmail.com if you're interested in sponsoring the show. Thanks so much for your support. And now, back to the good stuff. So what do we learn today? We learned that number one, growth isn't punishment. It is a preparation. Number two, every closed door, every delay, every shift is part of something bigger. Trust that. Know that. Respect that. And number three, I want you to speak this over yourself. And if you got to hit play, rewind, pause, over again, do so. Speak this over yourself. I am growing, evolving, and stepping into everything that is meant for me. My process is not a mistake. Let's speak that over ourselves again. I am growing, evolving and stepping into everything that is meant for me. My process is not a mistake. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the journey, even when it doesn't make sense. Help us trust you when the road gets tough, when the detours come, and when we don't see the full picture. Give us the patience to grow, the courage to surrender, and the wisdom to know that you are always working for our good. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo! I know this episode hit home for somebody today. It hit home for me. It really did. If you're walking through a season of growth and it feels a little heavy, you're feeling a little low, know that God is working on something greater than what you can see right now. If this episode spoke to you, then let's keep this conversation going. Screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at Coro & Company. You can also support the show on Buy Me a Coffee. Grab Coro Is a Crush merch or become a fan with a membership. Or you can share this with a friend who needs to hear this today. For those who are tuning in, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Coro Is a Crush. If you missed part of this episode, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can receive notifications for new episodes. If you love this episode, subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And of course, share it with someone who needs to hear it. If you got topics you want me to dive in, questions you need answered on the show, or you just want to say hi, don't hesitate to reach out. Send me a DM on Instagram at Coro & Company. You can email us at CoroCrushPodcast@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail. Yes, babes, we now have a voicemail. Go to my website, CoroCrushPodcast.com. Click the tab Resources. Click on Podcast. I want you to scroll all the way to the bottom of the page and click on Send Me a Voice Message. I would love to hear from y'all. All the links are in the show notes on the website, so check it out and let's keep this conversation going. As a reminder, before you go, hit that follow button, drop a review, and let's keep growing together. I love y'all so much. Thank you so much for supporting Coro Is a Crush. Until next time, keep trusting the process and walking in faith. I want you to gain knowledge. Take care of yourself. Go out and be great. Peace and be blessed.